The world has never been free of conflict, but in recent years it has become more dangerous. In 2024 alone, there were 61 state-based armed conflicts worldwide, the highest number recorded since the Second World War. The conflicts are not confined to distant regions. Closer to home, we witnessed one of the most serious armed clashes involving ASEAN member states in years. A long-standing border dispute between Cambodia and Thailand escalated into an open military confrontation. Drones, rocket launchers, and even fighter jets were deployed. Civilians were wounded, displaced, and lives were lost. These developments are deeply troubling. They reflect a shrinking space for negotiation, a greater willingness to use force, and a higher risk of miscalculation, with consequences that can easily spill across borders. History has taught us a hard lesson. No one will come to our rescue if Singapore faces a crisis. We alone are responsible for our defense and survival. And that's why we must stay vigilant and be prepared for a wider range of security challenges and threats. Since independence, we have invested steadily to safeguard Singapore's peace and stability. That's allowed us to adopt new technologies and build credible and strong capabilities in both the SAF and the Home Team. The recent conflicts we see around us underscored how the nature of warfare is changing. Unmanned aerial systems are now a common feature of modern conflict. They are used not only for surveillance, but also for precision strikes, electronic warfare, and coordinated operations. Drones are cheaper, more accessible, and increasingly sophisticated, allowing even smaller actors to project force in new ways. Now, we will study these developments carefully. We will invest decisively in capabilities that are essential to Singapore's defense. And that includes strengthening our ability to deploy, counter, and operate alongside unmanned systems across all domains. Beyond the physical battlefield, the digital domain has emerged as an increasingly contested arena. We are seeing a sharp rise in attacks by both state-sponsored and non-state actors in cyberspace. They range from scams targeting individuals to highly sophisticated attacks on critical information systems. Singapore is an attractive target. We have faced attacks from malicious cyber actors, including hostile information campaigns and deliberate attempts to undermine our national security. Over the years, we have strengthened our defenses. We established the Cybersecurity Agency, built expertise within the Home Team Science and Technology Agency, and stood up the Digital and Intelligence Service in the SAF. These efforts have enabled us to detect, disrupt, and fend off many attacks. But the threat landscape continues to evolve, with attacks becoming more frequent, more coordinated, and more sophisticated. We will therefore continue to strengthen our cybersecurity posture by deepening capabilities, improving coordination across agencies, and better safeguarding our most critical systems. It is also no longer sufficient to defend government systems alone. Many private sector companies play a critical role in delivering essential services, and their systems are likewise vulnerable. The attackers often exploit smaller or less protected companies as weak links to gain access to larger systems and cause widespread disruption. Yet many companies lack the resources or the expertise to deal with these advanced cyber threats. So we will deepen partnerships with industry, especially owners of critical information systems, to improve our preparedness and strengthen our collective cyber defense. All this underscores the importance of sustained investments in our security. For now, we expect to keep defense spending at about 3% of GDP. But we are prepared to spend more if the need arises. Importantly, our security effort goes beyond MINDEF alone. It also includes investments in the security of our critical infrastructure and in the Home Team. Taken together, we expect overall security-related expenditures to rise in the coming years to keep Singapore safe and secure in a far more complex threat environment.